The British ambassador to the United States, Kim Darroch, has resigned. The move comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump described him as a very stupid guy, clearly aimed at undercutting the now ex-envoy's leaked assessment that Mr. Trump was inept and incompetent. Venting on Twitter, the president said, quote, "The wacky ambassador that the U.K. foisted upon the United States is not someone we're thrilled with." In his resignation letter, Darroch wrote, "I'm grateful to all those in the U.K. and the U.S. who have offered their support during this difficult few days." No early word on a replacement ambassador or if outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May will choose one before she leaves office at the end of the month. The Prime Minister is voicing support for Darroch.
"I have told him that it is a matter of great regret that he has felt it necessary to leave his position as ambassador in Washington. The whole cabinet rightly gave its full support to Sir Kim on Tuesday."
Early White House reaction came from Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short.
"I think the reality was that in light of the last few days, his ability to be effective was probably limited, so it's probably the right course."
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee votes later today on subpoenas for current and former Trump administration and campaign officials as part of broad-scale investigations into obstruction of justice, corruption, and the separation of families at the U.S. southern border. Committee Democrats have expressed frustration at what they say is a lack of cooperation from the White House and federal agencies on its requests for interviews and documents. The list of 12 people includes Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. More news at VOANews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran is rejecting calls to return to the 2015 six-power nuclear deal as France tries to make that happen. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has a report.
Iran says it will not reverse its decision to increase uranium enrichment beyond the limits set by the 2015 nuclear accord with world powers until it achieves what it says is its full rights under the deal, which President Donald Trump abandoned last year. The official IRNA news agency quotes a senior security official as telling a French envoy the decision to increase enrichment is an unchangeable strategy. The official then criticizes European countries for their lack of will in providing relief from U.S. sanctions. France and other countries have called on Iran to go back to complying with the nuclear deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. women's soccer team is getting a ticker tape parade in New York City at this hour to mark its fourth World Cup title. The team defeated the Netherlands 2-0 in Sunday's final in Lyon, France. Next in the team's sights, its push for equal pay, in line with what U.S. men's soccer players earn. The American government wants to redo how the nation battles kidney disease. AP correspondent Matt Small has our report.
President Trump is due to sign an executive order aimed at saving lives and millions of Medicare dollars. To date, the government's effort also aims to ease financial hardship for living donors and help groups collecting deceased donations do a better job. The goal, help more people whose kidneys fail have a chance at early transplants and home dialysis, along with better prevention so patients don't get that sick to begin with. About 30 million American adults have chronic kidney disease, costing Medicare $113 billion. Matt Small, Washington.
A U.S. court ruling that it's unconstitutional for President Trump to block critics on Twitter has reignited criticism of all politicians who do the same thing. A three-judge panel in New York ruled unanimously that because Mr. Trump's Twitter account is a public forum, he cannot legally block users who disagree with him. From the court opinion, quote, "The First Amendment does not permit a public official who utilizes a social media account for all manner of official purposes to exclude persons from an otherwise open online dialogue because they express views with which the official disagrees." The United States says its arms sales to Taiwan are designed to promote peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region and that Washington is not changing the One China policy. Beijing has demanded that the U.S. cancel what the State Department has approved, a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. More news at VOANews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
All the hits and more. VOM1. The best music now.